The Pan American Health Organization said today the death toll from Tuesday's devastating earthquake in Haiti may be as high as 50,000 to 100,000 people. Hundreds of U.S. troops touched down in the shattered Port-au-Prince overnight as UN and other aid organizations struggled today to get food and water to stricken millions. Fears spread of unrest among the Haitian people in their fourth day of desperation. Experts say people trapped by Tuesday's quake would begin to succumb if they go without food or water for 3 days. The global response has been slowed by a damaged seaport and an airport that turned away civilian aid planes for 8 hours yesterday because of damage resulting from the quake. The president of Caritas Internationalis, Cardinal Oscar Andres Rodriguez Maradiaga, said the Caritas groups already in the country are mobilized and providing relief.
Caritas has begun to distribute tents and also is giving the first aid. Caritas of different countries such as France, the United States of America, and Switzerland had personnel in Haiti and before the earthquake. And now our international team includes Austria, Germany, Mexico, and the Netherlands. Thank heaven the network of Caritas has offices and personnel in almost all of the dioceses of Haiti. And so we have local personnel already committed. Of course, it's very difficult to communicate and to go there. I have been trying to find a way to go, but it's almost impossible. We received a communication that the airspace is full and they are not allowing new planes. I am planning to go as soon as possible, and we have order here in Honduras, a national collection in all the parishes next Sunday, because even if we also are a very poor nation, nobody is so poor that has nothing to give.